today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is a question. Why does Allah test us? Today, Monday, is the 10th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of December, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless the first moments of this episode of today's special by recitation of some verses of the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Al-Baqarah, verses 155 to 157, please.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ
And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits. But give good tidings to the patient.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
Who, when disaster strikes them, say, Indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we will return.
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون
Those are the ones upon whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and it is those who are rightly guided.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Even though Allah the Glorious knows them more than they know themselves, yet He does so to let them perform actions with which they earn reward or punishment. Concerning the sense of trial in a sermon, he also has remarked, Certainly Allah tries His servants in a respect of evil actions by decreasing fruits, holding back blessings, and closing treasures of good, so that he who wishes to repent may repent. He who wishes to recall forgotten good may recall, and he who wishes to abstain from evil may abstain.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب
This is today's special. In the continuation of this program, why does Allah test us? Muslim or non-Muslim, each one of us inevitably faces trials in our lives. Life is not a bed of roses for anyone. There are people who struggle with poverty. There are people who struggle with their health. And then there are those who struggle with their family. A common question which everyone asks in the middle of the tempest in this, why is Allah making me go through it? Why can't it always be merry? Why did I do to deserve this? Why Allah tests us? Lack of answers can sometimes distance people from Allah. It can lead to disturbing thoughts like, Allah doesn't love me, or even worse, Allah is not fair to me. But there is wisdom behind the situations He places us in. All we need to do is be patient. Among the reasons why we are tested, brothers and sisters, we reach to this point that a test can be sometimes replace a worse misfortune. A test can be a form of protection from something that might have befallen us, or being deprived of something might, in fact, be saving us from something that is not good for us, even though we don't have the knowledge to realize it at the time. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, chapter 4, verse 19, perhaps you dislike a thing, and Allah makes therein much good. Therefore, the test, which might seem so awful to you at the time, is in fact a blessing.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. The question of the day that we are going to talk about is about the divine test and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people and tests us. In the Holy Quran, more than 20 different kinds of tests have been attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a general law, and the permanent tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to test in order to blossom the hidden talents, to bring them actually from power to action, and as a result, to nurture the servants. So we see the objective and the aim and the goals of such tests are quite different. So in other words, just as steel is melted in a furnace to make it stronger, so a person is usually nurtured in the furnace of hard events to become resistant. So if you remember, I said that the objective of these tests are quite with an educational, let's say, perspective. In fact, the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very similar to the work of an experienced gardener who sows suitable seeds in a prepared land. That is, these seeds begin to grow and grow using natural gifts. They gradually fight with different problems and struggle with accidents, the same way that human beings are in trouble and in different accidents and struggles. So they stand against severe storms, deadly cold, and scorching heat until a beautiful flower branch or a strong and a fruitful tree comes up and that can support its life against difficult events.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Allah tests a person He loves. That is another reason for testing. The Prophet said, whenever Allah wills good for a person, He subjects them to adversity. Why? Because if the servants react with sabr or patience and contentment, with Allah's decree, it brings them closer to Allah, and Allah loves the patient. As He Himself says in the Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 146.
ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
And let's look at the ways to face trials with a positive heart. Have good thoughts of Allah. It's very simple. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, I am as my servant thinks and expects I am. This means I'm able to do whatever he expects I will do. A greater example of patience and hope is found in Prophet Ayyub, peace be upon him. How great must have been his patience that he bore 17 years of illness with faith and gratitude. And henceforth, Allah rewarded him by returning him all that he had lost of health, wealth, and family. Sometimes a trial may be a blessing in disguise, as Allah says. But perhaps you hate a thing that it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. And Allah knows while you know not. The Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 216. Remind yourself of those times when you eventually realize that the blessings do come disguised as trials.
أمير المؤمنين هو مولى الموحدين. الإمام علي بن أبي طالب states, as an introduction of to a set of banes, to a set of tests, to a set of difficulties that come along with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ آفَة. Everything has this notion of آفَة. Everything. He doesn't say whether it's good or bad. He says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ آفَة. Everything has an آفَة. وَآفَةُ الْعِلْمِ النِّسْيَانِ. And the آفَة of knowledge is forgetfulness. The difficulty in knowledge is forgetfulness. The test in knowledge is its forgetfulness. The bane of knowledge is its forgetfulness. I gather knowledge, I study, I spend many years at colleges and universities and at the hawza. And sometimes you're there discussing something. The ilm is there, but for a moment of time it escapes you. That is the test of knowledge. That's when we are also tested in knowledge. And he continues and he says, وَآفَةُ الْعِبَادَةِ الرِّيَاءِ. Some of us say we are not given the opportunity to become abids, to truly worship all the time, to feel the sweetness of ibadah. When we look at such and such person, we find that they're always involved in ibadah and worship. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen says, even in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a test. And the bane of ibadah, وَآفَةُ الْعِبَادَةِ الرِّيَاءِ. To show off. Not to do it completely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do it with insincerity.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic, why does Allah test us, on the next episode, tomorrow. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.